This is Hidden Mysteries Radio, discussing the topics no one else dares to. Good evening, everybody. This is Asmodor. I'm joined by Ghost, as always. This is a special edition of Hidden Mysteries Radio. How's it going, Ghost?
It's going fine, except for what's going on in Garland.
I know. I just came back from the Curtis Culwell Center. It smelled like international communism in there.
I thought it smelled like bacon.
Well, I did try to cleanse the place with some pork products. Perhaps it worked. But... Well, as everybody knows, there was a shooting at the Curtis Culwell Center in Garland, Texas. And it has really been a boon to the factions of our society who profit one way or another from stirring up the anti-Islam sentiment in the West and order to get us to go to war in places that they haven't quite convinced us yet, like Iran and Syria and, you know, where else. What do you think, Ghost?
You mean the AFL, the World Jewish Congress and the ADL and the AI PAC has been busy again?
Yeah, it looks
and
like
Assad it. Hold their hands again?
Yeah, world Jewry, as always, never rests. Wicked reptilian whore named Pamela Geller, a Zionist Jewess who is always doing everything she can to poke these irrational Muslims in the eye, held a they called it, you know, a freedom of speech conference or something like that. It was for the Orwellianly named American Freedom Defense Initiative event. American Freedom Defense Initiative, that's the group, and it was their event where they had, you know, right on the heels of the Charlie Hebdo shooting, which, in my opinion, was staged, they were going to have a contest for these Muhammad cartoons, right? Pamela Geller is going to come down from New York City, come to Garland, Texas, go into a building owned by one of our public school systems and stir all this crap up. And, of course, the keynote speaker was Dutch Shabbos Goy Geert Wilders. And they got what they wanted. They had a shooting. They had a couple of Muslims, which, as always, when these things happen, you know, one of them was an American black who they describe as a recent convert. And, of course, he conveniently had videos of him hollering Durka Durka Mujihad and all that. Surprisingly, and I'm sure my friends on Twitter will understand, the last thing that they did before they went in there and started shooting up the joint was they got on Twitter and sent out a couple of tweets. Ghost, is that what you think? If you were going to go on some kind of Durka Durka Jihad, right before you went and blew yourself up or tried to shoot everybody, would social media be the most important thing on your mind?
No, probably depositing those checks from Assad would be.
Right. Well, I know that you've just been catching up on a lot of this the last couple of days, but what do you think about this Pamela Geller character?
Well, I think that she deserves her just rewards and everything that Allah can give her.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, she's very weird. She's this Jewess who appears to have had at least nearly as many surgeries as Joan Rivers. And she calls herself a bikini blogger. She pokes her sagging.
God help us.
She pokes her squeezes her sagging, puckered body into a bikini and lays around talking about how horrible the Muslims are. And
90% plastic. It'd be like a blow up doll.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it with Jewesses and plastic surgery anyway? I read just a day or two ago in an interview with Joan Rivers' daughter that she'd had something like 379 cosmetic surgery procedures. Could you imagine?
You were Joan Rivers' daughter, wouldn't you?
No. Joan Rivers.
Oh, well, I'm surprised she stopped that little.
Right. Well, you know, I have a theory on that, and I think what it is, you know, I've known a lot of people that, like, one day you'd see them, and they'd say, hey, check out my tattoo, and they'd have one tattoo on their arm, you know, and then you'd come back a month later, and you're like, dude, you got a whole shirt made out of tattoos. What the hell? And they were, oh, it's addictive, you know, once you start. And I think maybe it's the same way with the plastic surgery, because, you know, with these Jewish women and the plastic surgery, the gateway drug is when they go and get that hump shaved off their nose.
So it's not hooked on phonics, it's hooked on plastic.
Hooked on plastic. Unhooked with plastic.
Unhooked nose.
Yeah, they get the hook taken out.
Why don't they learn English first? They get rid of that accent that says, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew.
Oy vey, what are you talking about?
You talking about bring that Yankee carpetbagger down here to stir up trouble?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I have a friend in who lives in Sweden, and that's Patriotin. A lot of people on Twitter know him. And he has shared some links with me where he would show me, like, these Jewish guys in Sweden that have these, Swedish-Israel public affairs committees, like the Swedish versions of AIPAC and all that. And it seems as though no matter where in the world a Jew lives and no matter what language he speaks, they have that same accent.
Yeah, they sure do. Be honest, they sure do. You can point them out from in a crowd easily, and that's what I guess that's what Hitler tried to do.
Yeah, right. Well, do you think it has something to do with the reptile DNA or what?
We'll have to check with Muhammad on that, because he was the originator of that story.
Well, yeah.
He said they were his brother and don't eat the reptiles.
Maybe that's what this Pamela Geller is so upset about.
Knocking off the scales and replacing it with plastic.
Yeah, well, if there's one thing I know, it's that Goebbels was right when he said, you know, you can accuse a Jew of being anything. You can call him a liar, a swindler, a thief, or whatever, and it all rolls off his back like water off a raincoat. But when you point out that he's a Jew, well, watch his attitude change.
Well, there's Jews and there's Hebrews. Which are they?
I don't know.
Because they're not Hebrews. Jews are not Hebrews.
Well, you were telling me earlier that there's not one bit, not one iota of archaeological record for any Hebrew tribes ever having existed. We're just trusting the Hebrews.
You're just trusting that mythological Bible thing, and the stories were made up. And like this rabbi I did know said that was not written by the Jewish hand, because no nation on earth writes their own screw-ups as history.
Well, yeah, really good point that I've heard made, that I've made it myself in a different way, and I've heard a lot of people make it in a different way, but I heard it on a podcast on therightstuff.biz. If you tell somebody, hey, I want you to read the Old Testament, but when you're reading the Old Testament, I want to make sure that you're not identifying with the Hebrews and the Israelites. You're just reading it as though you're reading a story about a bunch of different, you know, peoples that you had never heard of. And the next thing you know, you'll be going, wow, these people are awful. And what they did to those Amalekites or whatever, it's just terrible.
Well, especially the one where they cut their foreskins off and then destroyed them all while they were all in agony.
Yeah, because one of the guys in the village had had sex with one of the Jewish women, and
yeah,
they got
all for her.
Yeah. And they got all upset about it, and they said, well, okay, we've got a plan where we can take all their stuff. And they said, we'll let you marry this gal and all like that, but you and all the men in the village have to be circumcised. And so, you know, they sharpened up a rock or whatever way they did it back then, and they circumcised them. And, you know, since these were grown men, I wonder, did the moil suck the blood? But anyway, and while they were laying around in god-awful pain from their freshly injured penises, the Israelites...
The brave men.
Yes, the Israelites came in and killed them all and took all their stuff.
And raped all their women.
Oh, yeah. They enjoyed that kind of thing. But there has always been some type of penis obsession with the Israelites and the Jews and all. For instance, you know, there are many stories in 1 and 2 Samuel and all where valiant David would go out to battle, and he would come back he would cut off the penis and testicles of all the men that he killed and strap them to his belt. And when he came back, he'd have all these penises hanging off his belt, and everybody'd cheer. Oh, look, he's got all these penises.
I remember his man friend was Jonathan.
Yeah. Well, but to get back to Pamela Geller.
Brave lady again. LeBron is bringing freedom of speech to Texas.
Yeah, let's bring a little bit of...
Why didn't she take her freedom of speech to Palestine and offer it?
You mean not Palestine.
No,
we don't
Palestine.
Want her over here. Well, not Palestine, Texas. We don't want it there.
No. She didn't take it over to Palestine and show them what free speech is all about.
Yeah, we want to keep her as far away from Palestine as we can.
Or
because
take it over there to Tel Aviv and show them what it's all about.
Absolutely, because, you know, we are broadcasting from our hidden concrete bunker on fabulous Lake Palestine, and that's not where we want them to come. But, okay, to bring a little bit of little sense into the conversation, let's talk about an excellent politician who I wish was running for president based on nothing but what he says here. The headline is from the Dallas Morning News, the Scoop blog. Garland Mayer says community would have been better off without Geller event. Garland Mayor Douglas Athus thanked his city's police publicly Monday night. This afternoon, he broadened his retrospect on the Sunday evening incident in which two gunmen were killed at the Curtis Colwell Center. He wishes Pamela Geller would not have chosen Garland for the American Freedom Defense Initiative event. Quote, certainly, in hindsight, we as a community would be better off if she hadn't. It was an event not for Garlandites or Texans. Her actions put my police officers, my citizens, and others at risk. Her program invited an incendiary reaction. She picked my community, which does not support in any shape, passion, or form her ideology. But at the end of the day, we did our jobs. We protected her freedoms and her life, unquote. The center is owned by the Garland School District and is in Garland. Garland police assured the district they could secure the event prior to a final agreement allowing Geller's American Freedom Defense Initiative to host the event. Well, Ghost, what do you think of Mayor Athus, however, it's A-T-H-A-S. What do you think of the good mayor's comments there?
I think he needs to be our next governor for definite sure.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it refreshing?
Hear somebody tell the truth.
Yeah, well, not only to tell the truth, but to hear the words come out of an elected politician's mouth in which...
For Texans.
For Texans and for Garlandites. Standing up for the people who elected him to represent them and work in their interest instead of kissing the sphincter of Israel and world Jewry.
Why didn't Geller do this in New York, her home city, instead of bringing this shit to Texas?
Well, I'll tell you why, because there's no way it would have been as much of a success. If they had have had it up there, there's a very good chance that someone other than just the filthy Goyim would be shot. And that's it. It was all Goyim. No,
they
Jews.
Were looking for to get people shot, because I think this is all set up again with. I think those poor boys were mind controlled into this.
Oh, most likely. You know, the main one that they like to show the picture of the American Negro, they describe him the way they describe so many, like when the FBI set those guys up in New York and busted them with their alleged, you know, provided them with the dummy explosives and all to set off a bomb, I think, at the
sounds like a New Year's Eve deal. Theory.
Right, right. Those guys were all recent converts to Islam. That's one of those Zio Media catchphrases that the government and the media likes to attach to all these. He was a recent convert to Islam, and you know, isn't that convenient?
What gets me is that she's claiming it to be freedom of speech protection defending, yet common knowledge and common law states, and it's been a well recognized point in the United States, that speech that's intended to incite a riot for no other purpose than to incite a riot is not allowed.
Yeah,
same as crying fire in a movie house.
Yeah, shouting fire in a theater. That is a Supreme Court
opinion.
It's not
a protected speech.
Unless there's actually a fire. Well, that brings us to our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk about it some more. Check out our sponsors.
Just keeping it Texas on RFT. Just keeping it Texas the way it ought to be. As Texas as chili and barbecue. Keeping it real for me and you. Just keeping it Texas on RFT. Radio Free Texas, where you wanna be. RadioFreeTexas.org, bringing Texas to the world.
You're listening to HMR, Hidden Mysteries Radio, HiddenMysteriesRadio.com.
Truth seekers and freedom-loving Texans, HiddenMysteries.com is the place to find those hard-to-locate books for your research. HiddenMysteries.com has the largest and most diverse knowledge-based selection on the Internet today. Be sure and visit HiddenMysteries.org for over 12,000 free articles for truth seekers. Visit HiddenMysteries.com today or call 903-876-3256 for a free catalog.
All right, we're back, and we are talking about the shooting in Garland and the ridiculous swine Pamela Geller. And we have asked for questions or comments from our listeners, and I've got one right here from Patrick Bateman, who's one of my favorite people to interact with on Twitter. He's great. You should follow him. His Twitter is at Truth Be Truth. That's the letter B, TRUTHBTRUTH, Truth Be Truth. And he says, so why wasn't there any actual footage? There had to be cameras. FBI knew before, cops too. Is there, and I haven't seen it. Well, Ghost, you probably know about as much about that as me. What do you think?
I haven't seen any either.
I haven't seen one bit of footage, and I haven't seen any mention of footage, and Patrick is 100% correct saying that there has to be some, and he's correct in saying that the FBI knew before and the cops too. We just read about that in the article about the Garland mayor, is that the Garland police met with the Pamela Geller's group ahead of time to discuss whether or not they could secure the event, and they said they could, and they did. But no, there's no footage. And not only that, the center where this occurred, it's a big multi-use facility that's owned by the Garland School District, so you know it's bristling with cameras. And you know that it, or you may not know, but I know because I have lived in Garland before, not that long ago, and every stoplight and every corner and every few street lights there are government surveillance cameras installed.
You wouldn't think there was a Mossad agent that played sniper, took the law in his own hands, do you, that they're hiding?
I don't know. It was very strange the way it worked out. I mean,
suspicious.
The cops got there and killed these guys so quick, and they had all this high-powered weaponry, and they weren't able to get inside the place. And, you know, I mean, I know they have a lot of cops in Garland, and And
this was an off-duty one. It's like, where were the cops?
Yeah, well, yeah, there was a guard there. Yeah, yeah. And the guys, the cops and all showed up so fast that they weren't able to get from the parking lot into the building before they...
It was all over.
Before the cops got there. That is a mighty fast response. I mean, what does it take to go from a parking lot into a place like that? It looks to me like you could jump out of the car and be in there in about 10-15 seconds.
It might take a little longer, but still.
Well, I mean, if you drove up to the entrance, I mean, you're not going to worry about parking.
It sounds to me like there were some sharpshooters around there covering that up.
Yeah. Well, there had to have been, and you know that would have been standard protocol for an event like that.
Not releasing the
too.
Name of the policeman. Very suspicious, all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing they usually want to do is parade around the cops.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but think about what it has probably taken to suppress any video of it, because all the cameras that I just listed are government cameras, and it would be real easy to issue an order. You know, we're not releasing anything. There's an investigation ongoing or something like that. But, you know, going up all those, all around there and everything, there are residences and there are businesses, and the vast majority of businesses have security cameras pointing all over the place, and it's getting so that a good percentage, if not the majority of houses in middle class and upper class neighborhoods now have security cameras, and the apartments around there would have security cameras. There's bound to be multiple videos from multiple views of what went on outside that place coming just from private sources. And we've seen nothing. And you know that somebody who had that would either provide it to the news or try to get some money for it, giving it to the news. And I've seen nothing.
Well, anybody ever find out what possessed this crazy woman to come to Texas to bring off an event against, to incite a riot?
Well, let's back up on that a little bit. I think, you know, one of the reasons they want to come to Texas is, and anybody who listens to this show regularly knows that nobody loves Texas more than Ghost and I, and nobody is more Texan than Ghost and I. But one criticism that I do have of our people here is that so many of them are Zionist evangelical Christian Shabbos goyim, and they just love Israel. They proudly say that they put Israel's interests ahead of the interests of the United States and Texas. And it comes from the evangelical churches, most notably the Southern Baptist Church, of which, you know, I was baptized into that church. And
they baptized me out of it.
Oh, is that right? They tried to hold you under, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Well, you know, one of the...
That was crazy when I said, sprinkle, please.
Yeah, one of the most infuriating things that, and we've talked about this before, is you'll see these yard signs that groups like Hagee's Church and all hand out to their people, that people will stick out in their front yard, and it'll have a Texas flag next to an Israel flag, and it'll say the two Lone Star States. Like, oh, yeah, we're the same. Texas, Israel, I mean, we're blood brothers. But stepping back from it just a little bit, but that could be one of the reasons they came to Texas, because there's such overwhelming support for Israel.
Yeah, we're
here.
So close and alike, you know, that everything that Israel does not have, Texas has.
Right.
And everything that Israel does have, Texas has.
And every,
we don't need Israel.
Right, and every value that Israel was founded on would have made our founders puke.
They would have puked very, very definitely.
But anyway, I'm talking about, now that's true of the American founders too, but we're talking about the nation we live in, Texas. We're talking about our founders.
Oh, is there another one?
Yeah, there's that place up in Yankee Land. Well,
that's a cancer, not a country.
Right. It's an empire.
Empire of Israel?
Yeah. Well, I knew, we were talking about this before the show, when I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew something was going to happen when I saw that Geert Wilders was coming and had a press conference Friday with Steve King and a couple other members of Congress. And they were giving, you know, they were. I'll post the video of the press conference below the...
Has Steve King got plastic on his lips today?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I figured he got some of it rubbed off him from kissing her butt.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think King was at the Geller event. This was
he's been kissing her butt, so he's got to got some plastic on him.
Well, yeah, he probably has. I can't say for a fact. I've never seen not that I've looked for it. I've never seen a video of him doing that. For the most part, I have admired Steve King because he's one of the guys who has really held firm on this illegal immigration and wanting to shut down most of the legal immigration and all, too. He's been a real patriot about that stuff. But apparently he is another Israel firster, which strikes him off of my support list, no matter what else he does. But he threw a press conference with a couple other of the Zionist Republican Tea Party types. And the press conference was to introduce Geert Wilders, I guess, to Americans. Geert Wilders is a Dutch MP, minister of parliament who is very well known for his firm stance against the open borders in the European Union. And he's against the Muslim immigration, which, I mean, who can blame them? You know, their countries are being overrun and changed. But he is one of the foremost supporters of Israel and Jews in Europe, which, of course, as I always say, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place if we didn't have these Jews in our society, because it's Jews that have driven our immigration policy, and it's Jews that have driven our foreign policy.
You know, there's a segment of Jewish people in this country, and, you know, I'm talking about the one up north,
yeah,
the cancer country,
yeah,
that are not in swing with the Geller type.
I know, and I don't want
to... She has set their she's actually set their freedom and their liberty at odds with the Muslim community,
right,
for something they didn't even do.
Well, I agree with you on that. There are Jews who don't agree with all that, and I don't want anything to happen to either one of them. But
well, when somebody gives up and calls these men, her first words out of her mouth was calling them savages or something.
Yeah, and there are pictures of her. She held some kind of an event in New York, like on Times Square or Wall Street, somewhere, like, you know, one of the places where all the big buildings and the sidewalks just packed with people, and she was up on a podium with a bunch of signs, and it was saying Muslims are savages and
all
that.
She didn't think much of it when the Germans were calling her people hogs and pigs and dogs.
Well, she can't stand the truth.
But, I mean, it's okay for them to do it, but not okay for the other way around.
Absolutely.
Nothing but a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, absolutely. To hear the Jews tell it.
I feel like I'm back in church with a bunch of hypocrites, but now I'm in Judaism.
Yeah, well, to hear the Jews tell it, criticizing Muslims is free speech, criticizing Jews is hate speech.
Maybe we ought to have an event here in Lake Palestine.
Yeah.
And have an event where all the cartoonists can come and submit into a contest
for
the funniest caricature of a Jew.
Right, yeah, they all have to do some kind of a take on the rat-faced Jew character.
How about that? Would she think that's free enough speech for her?
That's hate speech. Because my 6 million.
My 6 million?
Yeah.
The 6 million, huh?
The 6 million, you can't do that.
I think it was 6,000.
Well, this would be... Oh, now, see, that's another Holocaust just saying it. Yeah, you're causing feels to be heard all over the place. Well, let's dig a little deeper into this Pamela Geller. Not too deeply, because...
She's obviously Jew, because she's not Hebrew.
Right. Well, you know, she's proudly Jew. But I did a little Google search for, you know, articles about what Pamela Geller's been up to.
She can trace her genealogy all the way back to the synagogue of Satan.
Yes. And she looks just like her father, too. Okay, let's...
Dick Cheney?
Yeah. Well, Satan, yeah. He's not Satan. He's Darth Vader.
We repeat ourselves.
Right. Here's some headlines. Loony Pamela Geller. Now, this is from 2012. Loony Pamela Geller. Petraeus' resignation is an Obama plot to put a Muslim in charge of the CIA. What do you think of that, Ghost?
Or
I mean,
shit.
Don't Jews run all of that? I mean, aren't all those cabinet positions filled by people who either are dual citizens or who do the bidding of Israel? I mean, has Obama really shaken off the puppet strings? I don't think so.
I don't know, but I think, you know, Pamela Geller wouldn't even be a pimple on Netanyahu's ass.
Right. Well, see, that's the PSYOP right there. There's the PSYOP. And whenever you hear Israel and their representatives in the Jewish community abroad screaming about this president or that president does not, it really hates Israel, and you get the
abroad.
Yeah. And you get, yeah. And you
abroad.
Get abroad.
Okay.
But you get the, you get, and then you get the media, the mainstream media parroting the narrative. And, you know, they've been really on about Obama. He really hates Israel. And then the next thing you know, the conservatives and the leftist Jews and all that, they're all on both, you know, you got both sides of the neocons, especially, they're all screaming about, oh my God, it's going to be Armageddon because Obama hates Israel and he won't do everything Israel wants. Well, that's the psyop, because Obama's doing everything Israel wants for the most part. And this criticism of him is meant to deflect him losing the support of his base, which for the most part does not support all this crap for Israel. And it works out well, because whoever the next president is, whether it's another Democrat or a Republican, they all get to run on, I'm going to support Israel better than anybody before, and the sheeple lap it up like it's milk and honey. And when they get in there, they do. They give Israel more stuff, more military technology, more money, more wars.
Give me more bacon.
They don't.
More bacon for Israel.
Yeah. Well, okay.
If they don't open the markets up to our pig industry, then we need to wipe them off the face of the earth.
Okay. And here's another witch's brew of bullshit that she's involved with. Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, I believe that's her co-host, who claims to merely be a Shabbos goyim, but looks very Semitic himself. On her podcast, Robert Spencer. Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer raise funds for EDL leaders' legal defense. Now, the EDL leader they're talking about is Tommy Robinson. Now, Tommy Robinson is controlled opposition straight out of the protocols. He started this English Defense League, and the press gets to, just like what I was talking about before, he is on the payroll of the Jews. He openly supports the Jews and Israel and all that. And he opened up this English Defense League that the leftist media gets to scream that they're Nazis and fascists and all that. But at the same time, they're supporting the people who do this stuff. And they for God's sake, they have a Muslim section when supposedly they're against... You would think, and what they have their followers thinking, is that they're against Muslim immigration, but they're not against Muslim immigration. They're very cloudy about it. We're against radical Islam, and they don't solve anything. And they come out and they say, they characterize other parties like the BNP, which until recently was a pretty good party, and they call them fascists and Nazis, and say they don't want anything to do with these fascists and Nazis. And anybody who says that they want England for the English, and by the English I mean the ethnic Anglo-Saxons, Normans, and Celts and Picts that populate the English Isles. Anybody that says that, that's what they are, Nazis, fascists, pure controlled opposition, paid for by Zionists and international Jews.
And
there
American
she is.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, and, oh, of course. And there's Pamela Geller involved in that. Now, let's see what else we got here.
Maybe she thought she could come to Texas to get away with this because she just figured all Texans were as stupid as Bush.
Right, right.
Not understanding that Bush is actually from Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Texans are just a little bit smarter than that.
Okay, now this is from October of 2012. Here's a little more stuff where some locals had to stand up to her. Michigan City judge bans Pamela Geller's anti-Muslim ads. Sounds like a lot of legal minutia that could have gone either way at the end of the... let me scroll down here. She was putting... here it is from the Cincinnati News. Public transit authority in southeastern Michigan has the right to ban advertisement that it deems political for targeting Islam, the Sixth Circuit ruled. And so, this federal judge said, hey... Let's don't put this stuff on the buses. We don't want these people blowing up the buses that our citizens are having to ride to work.
Well, what a smart judge.
I guess so.
I don't have any problem with people making fun of Muhammad. I really don't.
I don't either. I do it all
the
time.
Not when I have a point to make.
Right.
That's true free speech. But just sit around and do it to stir up trouble is nonsense. That's hate crime.
Yeah.
She ought to be on a hate crime and a terrorist list now.
Yeah.
If she's not, she right. might be.
Well, she should be banned from Texas.
I don't know why they don't take her in an airplane, give her a one-way ticket back to Israel, and push her out a little bit, about 100 miles before Tel Aviv into Palestine.
Well, since we're saying that maybe she's a terrorist, why don't we do rendition on her and, you know, send her over there to Egypt and let them go to work on her with the hooks and stuff,
electrodes. You couldn't get one of our servicemen to rape her.
Well, no, but you could probably get an Egyptian to do it. Maybe a Somalian. Okay, let's see what else Pamela Geller's been up to. Jewish Pamela Geller's Christian EDL rally rants about non-Christians being pagans, and she's not even Christian. I mean, you know,
it makes her a pagan.
If the Christians knew what most Jews actually think of them, and they were willing to process that information, do you think that they'd be so welcoming of these snake oil merchants like Pamela Geller?
Bite your tongue. We only listen to our preacher. Our preacher is our soul. Our preacher is our conscience.
Yes.
We are mind controlled. Do not hit go. Do not pass $200 around.
Reverend Hagee would never lie, would he?
No. Never misses a church buffet either.
Right.
The all you can eat kind. But this is nonsense about her coming to Texas. Our Bill of Rights actually states you have a responsibility towards your free speech and free press. And well, you have to take that personal responsibility under common law.
Well, I tell you, let me tell you about how free speech works. And, you know, my co-host here is the perfect man to tell you that every word I'm about to tell you is true. When Ghost and I and a couple other excellent Texans were working on the website ConcernedCitizensCoffeeCity.com opposing this local government here in this little old town that we live in, it got to be such a big deal that, you know, we all got on regional news, most of us more than once, and we ended up throwing the bastards out. We have a show about that called Rape of Justice. And when that was going on, just for reporting the truth, the absolute truth, that we had been, you know, received directly face-to-face from witnesses who knew, who were willing to sign affidavits, who were willing to testify in court. One day I answered a knock at my door and got a subpoena from one of the politicians that I was reporting on. And, you know, I was definitely held responsible for my speech. And, you know, he lost. He had to, when I fired back at him, he dropped his lawsuit because I had the facts and he knew it. But
I think there was that brown spot still in his underwear.
I think so too. But you know, the little guy, especially the little goy, is always held responsible for his free speech when he attacks power. But when these international elements like Pamela Geller throw themselves out there in the media shilling for Zion and Jewry and pulling their psyops on us by stirring up the Muslim immigrants, who they are the very same group who has manipulated us into having here without our consent, and they attack these groups that don't have the power that politicians and the government and all have, they're never held account for it. I mean, she's become 10 times as famous as she was before. There's no telling how many shekels are rolling into her purse.
Well, right directly from your pockets, taxpayer pockets.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it does. They flow into Israel, back into AIPAC, and back into the Jews' pockets.
That's right. And you know, the money gets spread around so efficiently. I mean, you know, there are lots of articles you can look up where they had, like, run out of Israel. They have this Hasbar operation called JIDF, I shit you not, the Jewish Internet Defense Force. And what they do is they have people in Israel and in America that are on the payroll, being paid well, to have hundreds and hundreds of social media accounts apiece to get on Twitter and Facebook and all, and flood people like us who tell the truth with spam. You know, just, oh, yeah, the Jews did this, and put on your tinfoil hat and all that. You know, they have a definite book that they get this crap out of, and it's just
it's all coming through Mossad. That was already put in the news in Israel.
Yeah, well, everybody knows what. Well, no, they don't, but we know what their motto is, don't we? By deception shalt thou do war.
And they've certainly done war on Iran by deception and Afghanistan by deception.
Well, and they've done it on us too.
They're trying to get into Iran now. Iraq was but a deception.
Yeah. Well, what was 9/11? What about the dancing Israelis?
Well, I'd like to see those little monkeys dance.
Well, you know,
That's one video that seems to disappear in RA.
Yeah, yeah. And the cop who arrested the actual group of the ones that were dancing on the roof of their van as they filmed it happen, there are videos out there of him giving testimony to whoever it is interviewing him about what went on, and he discusses the cover-up and everything. A woman who, you know, just lived in one of the high-rise apartment buildings, she's watching the thing happen, and she happens to be on her balcony or looking out her window or whatever when the first plane flew and hit the building. And the instant it hit, there was a crew of people with a van, and they were on top of the van with a tripod and, I mean, like the big, expensive $100,000 RCA camera setups like the TV news has in the studio. They're already set up, pointed at the World Trade Center, filming this thing before the plane hits. And when the plane hits, they all start dancing like fucking Hava Nagila is playing. And so she calls the cops, and the police immediately pull them over, and they start trying to say, oh, hey, we're on your side, Mossad, Mossad. And they got arrested on the spot. And dozens of them were arrested all over the scene. And for 4 or 5 months, they held them in jail, and without a word ever being reported about it, they were released and allowed to go back to Israel.
Or probably released on a plane headed back to Israel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's the shadow government at work. That's all this thing is. That's all this Pamela Geller thing is. It's a, if you want to call it a Reichstag, it's a similar form of Reichstag. All it is was throwing things up against the wall, see what sticks, see what could cause chaos, see what could cause confusion. At the same time, you got the other side making sure it happens, because I have no doubt those men were mind controlled.
Yeah,
because the day before they had no concept of this.
Well, and you know, within minutes of the event happening, the media and all have all these YouTube videos and stuff. Like I said, where he was getting on there and basically doing these, and had been doing for years, these Durka Durka Jihad rants about how terrible the West is and what he was going to do and all that. You know damn, and not only that, the news stories even say that he had been on the FBI's radar. Well, why? How is he allowed to do this? How is he allowed to drive all the way from Arizona and do this? Well, the FBI was aware of the event. The FBI was apparently aware of all the threats he was making. The FBI was aware of all of it.
It must have been the anniversary of their sovereign leader, the guy with wears the dress.
Yeah.
Must have been his anniversary.
Well, isn't it something, though, how all these mind control type shooters, they always were so closely monitored until they said or did the precise thing that would have let everybody know that they need to stop them before they do it. Like, for instance, the Batman shooter. Okay? He was part of a program being run by DARPA that his professor was this clinical psychologist that was also worked for DARPA, and they were giving him all these drugs and doing all this therapy with him to see what kind of behavior they could provoke. And the professor had him writing down a journal of his thoughts every day, and the professor closely monitored it until the last week or so, when he started writing shit in there like, you know, that movie Batman, when it comes out, I think what I'm really going to do is go to that movie theater and just shoot the place up. It'll be great. It'll be symbolic. It'll, you know, and all that. And that went on for days. And the professor just happened to not look at it those particular days. You know, didn't notice it until after the shooting.
Real brainchild the CIA gave us there, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's just like, you know, if,
you know, I don't know why we need a CIA. Why does the United States need a Congress of Israeli agents?
That's a good Congress of Israeli agents. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are about 10 minutes overdue for our second break, so let's go ahead and do that. And when we come back, we'll talk some more.
Truth seekers and freedom-loving Texans. HiddenMysteries.com is the place to find those hard-to-locate books for your research. HiddenMysteries.com has the largest and most diverse knowledge-based selection on the Internet today. Be sure and visit HiddenMysteries.org for over 12,000 free articles for truth seekers. Visit HiddenMysteries.com today or call 903-876-3256 for a free catalog.
You're listening to HMR, Hidden Mysteries Radio, HiddenMysteriesRadio.com.
The liberty of Texas is under assault. The American Constitution has been shredded. The 10th Amendment has been forgotten. The meaning of freedom has been perverted. Washington's values and the values of Texans are opposites. Texans are victims of tyranny not seen since Santa Anna. Obamacare, oppressive taxation, porous borders, more socialism, and firearm restrictions. Sam Houston said, Texas will again lift his head and stand among the nations. It's time for Texas to be free. Texas independence now. The Texas Nationalist Movement.
All right, we've got another question from Twitter, and Brian Perlow, he is at BrianPirlo, Brian Perlow, at Brian Perlow, follow at Brian Perlow. He wants to know about Jade Helm, and I'm guessing that since he asked it in the context of the Garland shooting, that he's wanting to know if this might somehow affect or be being done in conjunction with the PSYOP of the Jade Helm exercise. And, you know, we can only answer that off the top of our heads with speculation. And I'll go ahead and speculate first. Jade Helm 15 is the military exercise that is going to start, according to the military, on, I think it's July 15th, it may be June 15th, but I believe it's July 15th, and will run until September 15th, in which they're going to have a big presence of all the various special ops and special forces simulating, you know, having to blend into the crowd during terrorist events and stuff like that. And the two states that are designated as hostile territory are Texas and Utah. And they're going to be doing things like, you know, the towns where this stuff's going on, there's going to be exercises like, you know, car chases with the military chasing terror suspects. There's going to be explosions. There's going to be helicopters. It's going to be a whole big thing that goes on for 2 months. And the main part of all of it is it's an infiltration exercise where they're teaching the various special ops how to come and integrate with us out here in the public and everything, where they can observe and surveil us and detect who they think might be a threat in the case of an insurrection or something like that. I think it's very possible that, you know, that there could be some kind of consideration with this. But another thing to consider is, what if the thing's already started and this is part of Jade Helm? You know, what if it really didn't happen and this is part of Jade Helm?
I've heard of the concept in the military going to do that, but I've never heard it given a name before.
Yeah, it's called Jade Helm 15. We did a show about it.
I know, but I didn't remember that name.
Yeah, Jade Helm 15. And I'll link the PDF to
it. I remember is that they did that before down near Houston, and they were shot out of the sky by people on the ground.
Yeah, well, they've done it all over. Alex Jones famously exposed one of these things in San Antonio, just went out and filmed it back in around 99 or 2000, something like that. And they had Polish troops and Chinese troops. Now, the military had some town hall meetings where, you know, in Texas, where they brought in the military leaders who are going to be running it and everything, and they got a lot of really angry questions from the local citizens in the cities where all this stuff's scheduled to go on. And that's one of the questions that they really want to know is, are there going to be Polish and Russian and Chinese troops taking part in this exercise like there have been in the past? And they assure us that no one but American troops are going to have anything to do this. But, you know, I don't trust anything these guys say. Do you?
Have I ever?
No. I mean,
did it come out of Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. I'll link to the PDF of the military's press release about the whole operation that is posted over at veteranstoday.com. And, yeah, it's a sinister thing, and sure enough, this could be part of it. But let me go to an article that I just ran across during the break. And it was very fortuitous to run across it because I was we were speculating about this when we answered Patrick Bateman's question about the video footage. And right here on WKBN First News 27, which their website's WKBN.com. The headline says, FBI sent out bulletin about gunmen before Texas attack. Washington, Associated Press. Federal investigators learned several hours before a provocative cartoon contest in Texas that a man under investigation for extremist activities might show up and alerted local authorities, but had no indication that he planned to attack the event, FBI Director James Comey said Thursday. The information about Elton Simpson was developed about 3 hours before the contest, which the FBI had already identified as a potential target for violence because it involved cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Simpson and his roommate, both from Phoenix, opened fire outside the Garland, Texas Event Center, but were shot dead before they were able to kill anyone. Simpson, previously convicted in a terrorism-related investigation, they had come under new federal scrutiny in recent months related to online posts expressing interest in jihad. When the FBI learned he could be heading towards the event, the agency sent an intelligence bulletin to police in Garland, including a picture and other information. Quote, even though we didn't have reason to believe that he was going to attack the event. In fact, we didn't have reason to believe that he had left Phoenix, Comey said.
These are the guys protecting us?
Yeah. The FBI had been monitoring the event, even establishing a command post at its Dallas field office based on concerns about the potential for violence. Drawings such as the one featured at the event are deemed insulting to many followers of Islam and have sparked violence around the world.
So the FBI even readily admits that Pamela Geller was trying here to spark violence.
Yes. Mainstream Islamic tradition holds that any physical depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, even a respectful one, is blasphemous. Comey, making his first public comments on the Sunday shooting, did not disclose steps he said the FBI could have taken to prevent the attack and said those questions were still being evaluated. But, quote, what I've seen so far looks like we did it the way we were supposed to do it, unquote, Comey said. The FBI director said the attempted attack highlights the difficulties the FBI faces at a time when social media has helped facilitate communication between potential homegrown extremists and differentiating between those who merely make inflammatory comments online and those prepared to act on them. The Islamic State has many thousand English language followers around the world on Twitter, including many in the United States, he said. Simpson himself was apparently an active Twitter user. An account linked to him included a tweet posted shortly before the shooting that said, "May Allah accept us as Mujahideen, or holy warriors." Quote, "I know there are other Elton Simpsons out there," he said. I'm assuming he is Comey. The shooting is part of what authorities have long considered an alarming trend involving would-be recruits for whom technology makes it easier to be exposed to Islamic State propaganda. Beyond the communications that occur in the open, the Islamic group increasingly makes contact with followers and steers them into forums that allow for encrypted communications that can be harder for law enforcement officials to access. The terror group has been encouraging its followers to travel to Syria to join the self-created caliphate there, but if they can't do that, to kill where you are, Comey said. Okay, I'm going to move down here past the propaganda and see if there are any more. Yeah, here we go. Simpson came under FBI investigation in 2006 and was convicted 5 years later, following a terrorism-related investigation stemming from what prosecutors said were his plans to travel to Somalia to fight alongside militants there. He was sentenced to 3 years of probation for making false statements to a federal agent. The FBI continued to track him for several years after that, but closed the investigation last year, conveniently. In March, authorities opened a new investigation into his activities after suspecting a, quote, renewed interest in jihad, unquote, in connection with the Islamic State group, Comey said. He said, That investigation was, quote, open but far from complete, unquote, at the time of the shooting. Ahead of the Texas cartoon contest, the FBI was flagging for local authorities individuals who it thought were interested in the event and might potentially...
That was not a Texas cartoon event.
What was it?
That was a New York interloping into Texas cartoon event.
Right. But it says the FBI routinely supplies local law enforcement with bulletins when there is important security information it wants to convey. Garland Police Department spokesman Joe Harn would not confirm that the department received an intelligence bulletin about Simpson. Messages left with the Texas Department of Public Safety were not immediately returned. Well, I'd say you were absolutely right, Ghost. The reason that they didn't get in there, as I said in a few seconds, you know, just drive up as close to the door as you can get, jump out and run in. The reason they didn't is because there were snipers out there.
Well, there were snipers out there, but you got to think about this Lady Geller, you know. I think we ought to have, you know, perhaps a contest of who can draw her as the famous bacon porn queen that she must want to be.
Right.
But more than that is... how bad do you have to be a Jewish to make the hate mongers list for the SPLC?
Yeah, pretty bad, I would think.
I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, when that bunch of Zionists want to confront a batch of Jewish, you got to be bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, they call guys like us who want Texas independence Nazis who want to kill 6 million Jews just because we want to be independent from the United States, and they call you know, guys who express any interest in nationalism the same thing, throw around KKK and all that. So when they go after somebody who is so rabidly pro-Israel,
I mean, she's foaming at the mouth for them to get a hold of her.
Yeah, well, you know, that could be the case, but what I really think is it's the PSYOP. It's the PSYOP. It's right there, like I said, that when you have...
she may have just raised her own petard or retard in her case.
Yeah, hoist her own retard. Well, that's kind of the point I was going to make here is, you know, especially now that we have these forums that, you know, the article is talking about how closely the FBI is watching on all of us, and you have nationalists of every type and traditional... conservatives and all different kinds of political persuasions that don't get their message out on mainstream media, who are able to do activism on places like Facebook and Twitter, and all the blogs that are out there that are popular, that are read, the YouTube channels and such.
She realized she gave the Muslim community, especially the radicals, exactly what they wanted.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but
they are putting, with this, she's over. She's done. She's
well,
beaten.
Yeah,
she's,
well, that's history. That's why. That's
they're
why
putting the last nail in her cross.
That's why people like the SPLC and other Jewish-run groups are distancing themselves from her, is that since she came out and did this, just imagine if this had been 20 years ago, when the only place that you could get any news about this was from the mainstream media, either watching cable news or reading the newspaper or listening to Rush Limbaugh and Larry King on the radio and that kind of thing. You would only get precisely whatever it took to control the message. But now that you have all this online activism and all this information out there, when somebody like Geller goes out there with one of these really crazy, bold plans and it backfires like this, these groups like the SPLC will pull the PSYOP by distancing themselves from her. And often that will spell the end of the career of that person. But it looks like in this case, it's going to be one of the instances where they distance themselves from it, but they manage to hand the ball off to the Goyim, you know, the Republicans, the evangelical Christians. They're all just in love with Pamela Geller now. She is their goddess.
She hates Christians.
Oh,
she hates them. I read that over here.
Sure. And, yeah, they're pagans, right? Or something. I don't know. But so now you've got the Fox News crowd is going to carry the torch for her and keep her name out there and keep her purse full of shekels.
As liberal as she is, I doubt it.
No, this is all that it takes. The sheeple are so dumbed down that your average conservative Tea Party type especially among the evangelicals and all, it doesn't matter what else your
positions
are. You
are going to the lower part of the brain pool now, going to tea parties.
Right. Whatever else your positions are, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're for abortion. It doesn't matter if you're for gun control. It doesn't matter if you're against prayer in school or whatever it is that these, or you want to raise taxes, whatever it is these people are for. As long as you fervently want to wipe out every non-Christian, non-Jewish person in the Middle East, and you're willing to sacrifice as many of your own goy children,
Israel is wiping out Christians just like they're wiping out Muslims.
Right, but I
understand
that. They're
not over there for some reason?
Well, I mean,
you never hear about that.
Well, you're talking about reality, and I'm talking about what these people...
Yeah, feet on the ground. You will go to jail if you mention the one named Jesus over there.
Sure, but I'm talking about perception, which is more important.
I have no problem with people making caricatures of Muhammad.
Me neither.
When it has a purpose. Or Jesus, or Yahweh,
right,
or any other God they want to make fun of.
Right.
One of my favorites is Jesus bent over saying, get a buttload of Jesus.
Yeah. Never seen that one.
But, you know, I think it's a gay thing.
Oh.
But I can't understand why they would get so upset over it, because they're not really attacking the man Muhammad. They're attacking the people that represent Muhammad today.
Right.
They're not attacking the man Jesus. They're attacking the people that represent what he said today, which are all hypocrites and liars.
Yeah, and let me be clear. I do not support Islam or having Muslims here in our country. I want them all turned around and sent home.
I think about Christians.
Well,
I don't send them back home.
No, my family and all, you know, and most everybody we know, yeah, they're home. This is Texas is their home. No, but yeah, I fully support sending everyone from the Middle East back where they came from, including Pamela Geller,
and especially Pamela Geller,
and you know her Chosenite kinsman.
Well, I think she deserves to be over there, and I think she deserves to answer. Take her campaign of Muhammad caricature cartoons to Palestine where it belongs.
Sure, or like I said,
come on, be brave.
Show us
your balls, Pamela.
Why don't they have one of these?
Show us your balls.
Why don't they have one of these things at one of those big New York synagogues?
Maybe she could become a professional circumcisioner.
Yeah,
she might like that.
Right. Yeah, she might enjoy the taste of foreskin blood. Do they allow females to be moils?
I don't know. She's wearing the balls for the Judaism church now, so who knows?
Right. Well, you know, to get back, you know, you said you support doing it when it has a purpose. I support doing it even if it has no purpose. Even if your purpose is that you're pissed off at Muslims today and you want to offend some.
That's what she's doing.
Right. But the thing is, there's, you know, you have to...
She would have to pay for all the costs of that protection.
Yeah. How much did all that cost?
She needs to be one paying for it out of her... Sorry, check.
But why come to Texas with that crap? I mean, I know we talked about why, and I gave the reasons why, but I mean, she's not from here.
Murdoch or Koch brothers or Soros pay for it?
Well, see, I think she was involved in it. They had some kind of a, it was either at the same place or a similar place. They had some kind of a Muslim conference there where it was a very sinister type thing. One of the main items on the agenda was the discussion of how that Sharia law had to be implemented here
let's get this straight, folks. They say that they don't mean in our government.
A lot of them do, yeah.
That's what they think. What the church means and what the mosque means is implement it like the Mormon church already does in Utah. You sign a contract that you will adhere to these laws, and those laws are binding upon you.
Well, what people are concerned about, and it is a legitimate concern because there's a big chunk of the Muslim community that feels this way. It doesn't matter what it may or may not mean in the Quran. The way that these people...
I object to the Christian laws being forced on me.
Yeah, well...
The Sunday blue laws and crap.
Right, but... What is Well, we got rid of those a while back. Blue Laws.
Tell me how much whiskey you're going to buy on Sunday.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. But
I
remember when I think of...
Why are we paying $5 extra to go to a strip joint when they don't have to pay any extra to go to a church?
I don't know. I don't go to them at all, so
well,
I don't
you didn't know about the tax on them.
I'm sure there is.
Nothing but Republican hypocrisy.
Well, if you can make money off of it, they'll vote for it. I remember when they instituted the lottery, you remember how upset the Christians got over that because it was gambling?
All except the Hagee tap.
Well, yeah, but as long as there's money in it for the government, they're going to go for it. And that's one of the reasons that I'm hopeful about them going ahead. You know, we've had a couple of shows on it, but I'm hopeful that they actually will go ahead and do some kind of comprehensive marijuana decriminalization. And the reason they'll do it is because they can make money.
I can respect Judaism and Mohammedism even more than the Christianity because they're not such big hypocrites about what they believe. Because I take Christianity and I see things like Pat Robertson, that idiot from Norfolk, Virginia, who gets up and one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill,
right,
advocates for murdering, assassinating Chavez down in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Advocates bombing Soggy Bottom, which means the state government, Department of State there in Washington, D.C.
Right.
This is do not kill? What kind of hypocrite is he?
Well,
and he's an Israel firster, too, so if you're lying about that, he's lying about this one, too.
Right. But what I was getting at here is there is a big section of the Muslim community who believes just like the hypocritical... If they are, I don't know. I've seen a lot of this stuff. I've looked into the Quran too, and I think there are a lot of places in it where it absolutely advocates forcing Islamic law on everybody. But these people want Islamic law instituted by the government over everybody, the way that it's done in Saudi Arabia and
Islamic law is not enforced like on everybody in Iran.
Well, Iran's a fairly secular society.
Yes, but it runs very well the way it
is. But there are plenty of places where it is or has been. Saudi Arabia is a good example.
Yeah, and the women can't even go out in public and ride in a car.
Right. And if a woman's been raped and she doesn't have at least four witnesses that saw it happen and will say it was raped, they're not allowed to report it and all kinds of things like that. But anyway, and there are other places like the... Afghanistan under the Taliban and all that, there are significant sects among the Muslim, or in the Muslim religion that
but
believe
there's a lot
that,
of sects within the Baptist church too.
Sure.
Problem is that their sects ends up on little boys
and
girls.
Not, I mean, I don't know why the comparison has to be made. I mean, when's the last, other than a couple of abortion clinics, when's the last time that a lot of this crap happened in the name of Christianity? It's not Christianity that's the problem here. It's Judaism and Islam.
Yeah, but why are they bringing their war over here is the question.
Because they want
because they've got a bunch of dingleberries ready to fight their wars for them.
That's right, and they have to keep
dingleberry like
up.
John McCain, dingleberries like George Bush, jingleberries like Cheney.
Well, yeah.
And Obama hadn't done much about getting out of there either.
Right. Well, so what's your verdict here, Ghost? Was this a...
Damn them all.
No. Was this a series of unfortunate coincidences and fuck-ups on the part of law enforcement, or is it a psyop?
I have a feeling it's a little mixture of both.
Yeah.
I think it was intended to be a psyop that got out of hand because the people who should have been taking credit for the elimination of that thing got upended by a local cop.
Yeah. Well, it looks to me like, theoretically, it could have worked perfectly as a planned site because the guy got there and did enough damage to make an international story out of it, but he never made it inside to where he could get to the Jews.
But the Jews can't claim a victory over this. There's no victory to be had.
No, the Jews don't win by claiming victory.
I know, but yeah, but they would if they could.
No, they never win by claiming victory.
They would if they could.
The way the Jews win... is by claiming persecution. And
They do that. Yeah, that's true. But they would have claimed a win, too.
It's just like the old Polish proverb, only the Jew cries out in pain as he strikes you.
I didn't know it was a Polish proverb.
It is. It's a Polish proverb.
But what the Jewish community, the Zionist community, is pulling right now is exactly the reason we ended up in World War II exactly the reason Hitler and that group wanted to get rid of him out of Germany. He didn't care about killing every Jew. He wanted that faction out that was causing all the trouble.
Yeah.
Using up all the, using the usury against his own people.
Sure.
Holding the business community hostage and the banks hostage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I encourage everyone to go to my personal website, azmador.com, azmador.com, and click on the story there called My Solution. My Solution to, or My Answer to the Jewish Question. Click on that story, and there's a video in it. The video is called Adolf Hitler, the Man Who Fought the Banks. And the reason I want you to go watch that is you watch the text of his speech where he describes exactly what they were up to in Germany, and the video that is overlaid on it, over with that the text of the speech is over, is not of events that were occurring in Germany in the 1920s and 30s, but events and people that are occurring and influencing the United States in the 2010s. And you can see that what Ghost said is absolutely true. We are living, you know, I call it the Jew-blighted states of America quite often. I got that term from Ben Garrison, good old Zyklon Ben. But we are living basically in Weimar Republic era Germany right now. Our morals have been debased. Our currency has been debased. Our people have been thrown into debt. And it's all about to go to hell on us.
And it's none of our doing. It's been done against us.
Who benefited, Ghost?
City of London.
Who runs the City of London?
Jewish bankers.
Yep. Well, I think we have pretty much exhausted this subject. We hope you enjoyed this little special edition. Of course, as you can tell, we didn't do much preparation for it. We've just been looking at the news, and
not much to do yet.
Right. And we thought we'd get on here and throw out a few ideas and, you know, just let everybody know what we think of it. And I think we succeeded in that, didn't we?
Yeah, and I think we need to do a show on who assassinated JFK Jr.
Yep. Well,
because that's all a documentary that leaves a lot of open questions about why did they not search for his airplane? Why did they leave it out there?
Well, we might check that out.
Yes,
we might check that out. And this is not our weekly show. This is a special edition. And everybody keep coming back to HiddenMysteries.com every couple of days. And, well, come back 100 times a day and
buy something.
Check things out. Buy some books. We need shekels as bad as the next guy.
Shekels and tackles and many, many tell you parsons.
And remember, unlike so many of the other podcasts that are out there, we are not constantly shilling for donations.
And for those that believe that many, many tackle you parsons says they're waiting the balance to find wanting, that's crap. It says nickel, nickel, dime, quarter.
Yeah. And if you think about that real hard, it should be quite revelatory. But, yeah, check things out and keep coming back to the website and checking, because over the next few days and weeks, there's going to be a lot more content hitting the website and some new features.
You do know, Mr. Azmador, our Hidden Mysteries of the Pyramid show has brought quite a few sales for that book.
It sure has. And that's a really good book. Everybody go check that show out. Check out all the shows. And remember, if you like the show, go down there and hover over that share icon at the bottom and share it on your social media. There's not a social media on earth, I don't believe, that's not available in that little plug-in. And if you like the show or you hated the show, you agree with us, disagree with us, or you have things that you want to tell us or ask us, get in that comment section. We enjoy interacting with
you. And if you think we're full of it, sometimes we are.
And go on Twitter and go to at Hidden Mysteries. And we had to spell it funny because somebody already had the name. It's at HiddenMysteries. At Hidden Mysteries. Follow us for updates on the show. Well, I've enjoyed myself. I know Ghost has enjoyed himself. I could tell. And everybody have a real good day. And we'll be back Saturday with our regular weekly show.
You're listening to HMR, Hidden Mysteries Radio, HiddenMysteriesRadio.com.